भगवते वासुदेवाय। कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 46। तस्य निर्मञ्जन जातो जातवेदाविभावशु त्रय्यास विद्यया राज्ञा पुत्रत्वे कल्पिता स्त्रीव्रत। Position and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Tasya of Purur. From Pururuva's rubbing of the Aranik came a fire. By such a fire, one can achieve all success in material enjoyment and be purified in seminal birth, initiation, and in the performance of sacrifice, which are invoked with the combined letters Om. Thus the fire was considered the son of King Pururava. Purport. According to the Vedic process, one get a son through semen Shukra. One get a bona fide disciple through initiation Savitra. Or one can get a son or disciple through the fire of sacrifice Yajna. Thus, when Maharaja Pururava generated the fire by rubbing the Aranis, the fire became his son, either by semen, by initiation, or by yajna. One may get a son. The Vedic mantra Omkar or Pranatva, consisting of letters Om, can call each of these three methods into existence. Therefore, the words Nirmanjanat Jata indicate that by the rubbing of the Aranis, a son was born. We will also read translation of text 47 for reference. By means of that fire, Pururava, who desired to go to the planet where Urvashi resided, performed a sacrifice by which he satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the enjoyer of the results of sacrifice. Thus, he worshipped the Lord who is beyond the perception of the senses and is the reservoir of all the demigods. Oh, although I am unqualified to speak, to sit here, but with the blessings of Vaishnavas, I'll try and speak something to serve all the wonderful Vaishnavas. So in this shloka and the next, we see how King Puranjan performed a sacrifice to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Also is mentioned as Adokshaja. Let us discuss some aspect of the name Adokshaj and also different aspects of the sacrifice as per the Vedas. Srila Prabhupada describes that Adokshaj word comes from Akshaj. Akshaj means as per the measurement of our senses. In this bodily concept of our life, we try to measure everything as per of our senses. We have a measurement of length, height, depth, breadth. Largest of the largest, what a mind can conceive, and the smallest of the smallest, what mind can perceive. At the same time, the Lord, as it is mentioned here, He is Adokshaj, He is beyond Akshaj, that He is beyond the reach of material senses or calculations. He is beyond the reach of material senses and who transcends the limits of sense perception and sensual experiences. So here, Pururava, for his own material, bodily pleasure, he is trying to please the Supreme Lord, who cannot be understood who is far, far beyond the perception of the senses. The word sacrifice, Srila Prabhupada gives beautiful meaning in Srimad, pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. He says that the word sacrifice means the whole target of the life is to please Vishnu. That is a yajna. He says a sacrifice is referred as a dedicating one's own interest for the satisfaction of a second person. As we know in our life, in material life, we see around us, this entire material existence is based on serving the interest of somebody else. That is the basic nature of material existence. We love our family member, we love our society, we love this nation, we love this world. And everyone is trying to serve somebody else, either the family, a nation, society. The entire world is directed for the upliftment of the learning, of the social or the economic upliftment of the whole world. But in spite of the basic nature, the basic word sacrifice means trying to inculcate yourself for the interest of the others. In spite of the whole world is trying to serve the interest of somebody else, still there is no peace in this world. There is no contentment in the world. Why? There is a beautiful shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam in Divinity, Divine and Divinity, which mentions this: Vasudeva para Veda, Vasudeva para Makha, Vasudeva para Yoga, Vasudeva paraha kriyaha. Vasudeva param jnanam, Vasudeva param tapa, Vasudeva paro dharmo, Vasudeva para gatihi. Which says that the goal of life, the goal of all the yoga, all the sacrifices, all the austerity, all knowledge, all activity and all dharma, the ultimate purpose, the ultimate goal is the satisfaction of Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Unless and until a sacrifice is directed towards the pleasure of this Vasudeva, there cannot be any happiness. Srila Prabhupada beautifully mentions that the purpose, or in that purport he mentions that the purpose of all these activities of yoga, sacrifice, austerity, knowledge, everything is to change the quality of influence that is acting upon us. We continuously have influence of everything which is happening around and within us. And by having a main goal, the supreme goal of satisfaction of Supreme Lord Shri Hari, we ourselves keep away from the influence of external energy and we put ourselves under the care of internal energy. Srila Prabhupada explains that the purpose of all the yoga, all the yogic exercises is not to merge with the Supreme Lord, but to have attachment, to have the heart full of dedication for the pleasure of the Lord. No matter how much amount of knowledge we have, all that knowledge, if it does not develop in our heart the love of Shri Krishna, it is called as a knowledge of the ghosts. It does not have any purpose. It simply creates disturbance. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the chapter of Lord Shiva telling Parvati, Mother Parvati, that Lord Shiva says, I am simply always absorbed in the loving memory of Lord Shri Krishna. And there, Shivji says to Mother Parvati, that one who always lovingly chants the name of Lord Krishna And one, by chanting the names of the Lord Krishna, one who places himself always in Shuddha Sattva, then Lord Krishna reveals himself without any illusory covering, without any up-avrata. Avrata means covering. Our consciousness does not allow us, as the word mentioned, Adokshada, in previous words we saw, that we cannot perceive the Lord through our senses. But when we put ourselves under the shelter of those pure devotees who are in a Shuddha Sattva, Srila Prabhupada mentions the word as Vasudev. Vasudev is that place from where Vasudev appears. So Vasudev is a place, that person, that consciousness who is always in a Shuddha Sattva. So when that living entity takes shelter of such personality who is in a Shuddha Sattva, then the Supreme Lord, by the mercy of internal potency, reveals himself completely. So this sacrifice, which is mentioned here, that is begun by Brahmaji. Brahmaji mentions that when I began my sacrifice, there was nothing. The only which was thing was available, the all around was complete darkness. But by the mercy of the presence of the Supreme Lord and his limbs, I could perform this sacrifice. And Srila Prabhupada nicely explains in the purport that what is the purpose of sacrifice, as Pururava Maharaj here is performing sacrifice for sense gratification. Yes, but at the same time, in a search to find apparent his lost love, Pururava Maharaj is, through this sacrifice, establishes his relationship to Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, because he performs this sacrifice for the satisfaction of Shri Krishna. So when the sacrifice is performed, the fire god is pleased, the sun god is pleased. When sun god is pleased, he absorbs enough water from the ocean. This water which is absorbed is generated as a rain. This rain produces lot of grains, and this grain and water is enough for entire material necessities of human life. This is the purpose of sacrifice. When we satisfy the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, we get everything what is necessary for our material upliftment. But sadly enough, the modern civilization does not believe in any form of sacrifices. They have built n number of slaughterhouses to kill animals, to finish animals, thinking that by that the human society will get material benefit. But because of that, this demoniac nature, the entire human race is going towards hellish life. History, through the scriptures, shows that various demons had this tendency of performing sacrifices for their own personal greed and personal lusty desires. Ravan was sacrificing his own heads. Out of 10 heads, he was sacrificing his head to Lord Shiva. Hiranyakashipu performed such austerities. Jarasandha, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Jarasandha, to please Lord Shiva, used to perform sacrifices of human beings. He used to capture all the kings and he used to use them as a sacrifice to Lord, please Lord Shiva. Vrikasura was sacrificing his own limbs, his own parts of his own body to satisfy Lord Shiva. But such sacrifices, which does not have any meaning, which simply creates disturbance of the self and it creates the disturbance of the society, and ultimately it brings destruction of the person who's come performing such sacrifices. Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful statement that actions directed to please Lord, whether it the actions, such sacrifices directed to please the Lord is not, a discretion is very much essential. He writes that actions, discretion is the better part of valor. Materialist person may be performing huge so-called appreciation, which gives them appreciation, material appreciation through their activity. But those activities does not have any meaning. Duryodhana was a great, he was a brave warrior. Karna was famous for his charity. Ravana was famous for his knowledge and richness. But all this activity, because there was no discretion that what is right and what is wrong. How any every activity which is meant for satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, if that discretion is not there, then all those activity are very, very, the results of that activity are very short-lived, and they create a destruction of the performer of such sacrifices. One shloka which is mentioned that yogah karmashu kaushalam, that activities and actions which are performed to please the Lord, that is the art of doing things perfectly. No matter how powerful somebody is there, that does not mean that his activities are perfect. Ravana's activities were not perfect. Hiranyakashipu's activities were not perfect. But a simple devotee who performs the simple chanting of the holy name for the pleasure of the Lord, those activities are perfect because that activity is directed to please the Lord. Yajna, we came to the word called as yajna. This yajna, Lord is called as Yajnapati, Yajneshwar. There is other name also of a personality called as name yajna. Srila Prabhupada mentions that when Lord Brahma, when the personality is not there to perform activity as Lord Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself takes the position of Brahma, and along with his son Yamraj and an administrator called as Yajna, he performs the administration of this universe. So the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, many times he gives his own names to his dear associates and his beloved devotees. Srila Prabhupada says that just like a rich man, a very rich man, shares his own personal belongings with his own associates and his servants, similarly, Krishna gives his own names to his personal associates. All the names like Brahma, Indra, Yajna, all these names belong to Krishna. But Krishna takes pleasures in sharing his name with his associates. There are different type of sacrifices mentioned in the Shastra. Agnistoma, Atyagnistoma, Ukta, Sodashi, Vajpeya, Atiratra, and Apto Rayama. These are the different 8 sacrifices which are performed in different times. In Grahastha life, there are sacrifices called as Panch Yajna. And these different types of Yajna are performed ultimately for the pleasure of the Lord Shri Krishna. And if these activities are not performed, then one gets entangled into the activities performed by him, the sinful reaction performed by such activities. The yajna, the fire which is there in the performance of this sacrifice, the fire is mentioned as a tongue of the Lord. Just like when we eat through the tongue. So when one performs a sacrifices, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is in the form of that fire, it enters into the body of the Lord Shri Krishna. And just when we eat, all the part of our body are automatically satisfied. Similarly, when a sacrifice is performed, Through the Lord, all the part and parcels of Him, including the demigods, are automatically satisfied. Lord is the enjoyer of all three types of sacrifices. Sacrifices performed through goods, that is karma. Sacrifices performed through meditation, that is yoga. And sacrifices that is performed through speculation or jnana. But just like when we offer a butter to fire, the fire is increased, but we offer that butter, clarified butter, to a plain ash, it does not produce any result. Similarly, if the mood of sacrifice is not to please the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna and His devotees, then it produces no result. It is just as good as butter being offered to plain ashes. In the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that the life of great Vaishnavas who have spent their life, entire life, as a sacrifice to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada mentions that taking shelter of Lord and rendering service unto Him is the factual performance of all the sacrifices. Let us see a parallel between the life of Mother Kunti and King Dhritarashtra. King Dhritarashtra spent his entire life as Samrat, as emperor of entire earth. Still, his entire life he was burnt. He was burning in the fire of envy towards the pure devotees of the Lord and to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. And after the Kurukshetra war, the entire war which consumed, that entire fire consumed the entire Kuru dynasty, still he was burning with that fire. And Mother Kunti, who was of the same era, the wife of a younger brother, wife of an emperor's brother, of the similar time, similar surrounding. But she was a woman. She was a widow. But still, she spent her entire life as a fire, in the fire. She was living in the fire of the envy of King Dhritarashtra. But still, her entire mood, her entire life was meant for the pleasure of the Lord and the protection of His devotees. And in the Lord, in the end, the result is seen that in the life of a Dhritarashtra, although the entire kingdom of Mother Earth was available, but it was just like ashes. The entire Kuru dynasty met with a destination of becoming ash. But Mother Kunti, who performed the whole sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord, in the end, she achieves, her sons achieves the whole kingdom of the Mother Earth with pure Krishna conscious king as King Yudhishthir and all the Pandavas. Sacrifice performed in purified life is called Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada beautifully writes, this consciousness is developed by devotional service. Unless and until we perform the devotional service, our consciousness cannot be purified. And unless and until our consciousness cannot be purified, we cannot perform sacrifice with the mood of pleasure of Lord Shri Krishna. When the discussion is about sacrifice, Maharaj Yudhishthira's life, we see an ideal king. In his life, we see that he performed so many sacrifices. The most important sacrifice which we see is the Ashwamedh Yajna. When Maharaj Yudhishthira wanted to perform Ashwamedh Yajna, the consciousness behind performing that sacrifice was that although he had performed all the activity in his life under the guidance of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, for the pleasure of Shri Krishna, still after the war his heart was filled with lot of grief that he had, because of him, so many soldiers, so many living entities had been killed. And with that guilt, although there was no sin, that guilt, he performed this sacrifice to get rid of this sin. Srila Prabhupada mentions in that purport, that that was an era of sufficiency. We are living in an era of insufficiency. But Maharaja Yudhishthira's time's era was an era of insufficiency. And in spite of era being in present in the era of insufficiency, where everything was in abundance, still, for performance of a sacrifice, Maharaj Yudhishthir needed lot of gold. And he had to get the gold which was left by King Maruta in the form of a mountain peak filled with gold. So King Yudhishthir, when he performed this Ashwamedh Yajna, he performed this Yajna with the help of pure Brahmanas, who helped under the guidance of previous Acharyas. They helped him to perform this sacrifice. Kshatriyas helped in performance of administration of that sacrifice. Vaishyas provided all the kinds, and Shudras helped in manual labor in the successful termination of sacrifice. As per the Vedic system, all the ashramas, Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, all ashramas are trained to learn, to teach that performance of sacrifice is ultimately for the pleasure of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Brahmacharis perform sacrifices, Grahasthas perform sacrifices and charity, Vanaprasthas and Sannyasis perform austerities and penance, simply with the mood of serving Shri Krishna. The shloka is mentioned is Yagnarthat Karmano Nyatra Loko Lyaham Nyatra Loko Yam Karma Bandhanaha. When one performs sacrifices, all the sinful reactions which are obtained during the stay of this material life are nullified. We are speaking of the era of abundance and era of sufficiency. Once His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu mentioned that Krishna consciousness is a consciousness of abundance, and material consciousness is a consciousness of scarcity. When there is a consciousness of self-consciousness in connected to satisfaction of mind, body and senses, it simply brings nothing but scarcity. And that is why we are living in the present stage of era of scarcity, era of insufficiency. But even in this era of insufficiency, of scarcity, wherever there is a Krishna consciousness, wherever there is a consciousness to please Krishna, there is everything in abundance. We see hundreds and thousands of living entity receiving Krishna prasad, hundreds and thousands and lakhs of books being distributed, hundreds and thousands of temples coming into the pictures. All over the world, devotees are performing yatra. There is an abundance of love for Krishna. There is abundance of everything. All the necessities of the life are fully satisfied. Once His Holiness Devamrita Swami mentioned that material nature gives much, much less than what is promised, and spiritual nature gives much, much more than what one can perceive or conceive. That is a secret of having abundance. When we take shelter of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna and we take shelter of His associates, there is an abundance. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the BTG, that caption in our BTG once I read, that Srila Prabhupada says that coming time is going to bring lot of difficulties for people of this world. But those people, those devotees who have taken shelter of holy name, for them Krishna is going to provide everything whatever is necessary. So this is a wonderful nature of yagna, a sacrifice. When we perform sacrifice for the pleasure of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, then we get everything. As we read that Maharaj Yudhishthir had a difficulty to get the gold. In the present age, it is not just possible to get all the ingredients for the sacrifices. There is no question of any wealth. There is no question of ingredients. There is no question of brahmanas who have a pure heart. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one story. In the story of Parashar. Parashar Muni, when his father was killed by demons, out of severe pain and anger, he performed a sacrifice to annihilate all the Rakshasas. And when he performed that sacrifice, all the Rakshasas were getting consumed in that fire. That time Vasishtha Muni came and he requested him to withhold that sacrifice. And with the request of Varishtha Muni, out of gratitude, Parashar Muni, he stopped the sacrifice. And he thought, the demons are demons. Why should I give up my power as a Brahmana to forgive? And here it is mentioned that Pulatsya, father of the demons, he became so happy with this Parashar's power of forgiveness that he gave him benediction, that he could recite Puranas with his own mouth. And he recites Srimad Bhagavatam much, much earlier than Vedvyas wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is a power of a forgiveness, a pure-hearted Brahmanas, which was available to perform sacrifices. But nowadays, we do not have those type of Brahmanas who have that pure heart and who can perform such sacrifice. Srila Prabhupada, in this regard, again and again mentions this shloka, yagnai sankirtana prayar yajante hi sumetashah, that in this age of Kali, there is no necessity to perform such sacrifices. But an intelligent man in this age is a person who performs the holy name, chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Through that sacrifice, he performs all the sacrifices. There is no need to perform any other separate sacrifice in this age of Kali rather than simply chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Srila Prabhupada mentions that Tasmin Tushte Jagat Tushtaha. When the Lord is satisfied, all the part and the parcels of Him are automatically satisfied. King Parikshit, while mentioning to Kali, while addressing to King Kali, he says, O friend of irreligion, you do not deserve to remain where sacrifices are performed according to truth and religious principles for the satisfaction of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada mentions that places where sacrifices are performed, that place is called as Brahmavarta. Brahmavarta is place where sacrifice is performed for the pleasure of the Lord. And by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got an opportunity to transform this entire Mother Earth as a Brahmavarta through chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Because wherever we chant the holy name of the Lord, that place, irreligion cannot stay. And that place is transformed as a pure Brahmavarta place. When we chant the name of the Lord, in the chapter of Lord Kapila, it is mentioned that by chanting of the holy name of the Lord, the living entity purifies himself and places himself into the position of a most learned and respected Brahmana. The word which is mentioned here is Sahaya. That is immediately. When one chants the holy name of the Lord without any offense, he immediately places himself into the most respectful position of a Brahmana who can perform who is able to perform sacrifices. Prabhupada mentions here the quotes by Sridhar Swami that by chanting, not only the past sinful activities are one is relieved, but one achieves the result of all the purificatory processes. And by mercy of the spiritual master, just like a bell metal, which is a simple metal, is transformed into the gold, similarly, when a devotee takes shelter of his spiritual master and this process of Krishna consciousness, then the devotee is transformed, just like a bell metal, into a pure-hearted Brahmana. When in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a wonderful story about taking shelter of a pure devotee. When Krishna and Arjun were burning the Khandav forest, at that time, so many living entities in that Khandav forest were getting burned alive. And that time, Maya Danav, he comes out of that fire of comes out of that forest and he takes shelter of Arjun. And that pleases Sri Krishna very much. Krishna is pleased when somebody takes shelter of his pure devotees. He is not so much pleased then when somebody takes shelter of him, but he is very much pleased when somebody takes shelter of his devotee. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna was very much pleased with Maya Danav. That Krishna was pleased that proof of that pleasure of Lord Krishna is seen when Krishna provides service to that devotee who has taken shelter of his pure devotee. Maya Danav was given a service to serve his pure devotee Arjuna by Lord Krishna himself. So when we take shelter of a pure devotee, when we get opportunity to service, that's the sign that Krishna is pleased. We should accept the services which are given in the course of our devotional life with lot of gratitude. It is simply because of the shelter of a pure devotee that we get an opportunity to please Krishna. And when Krishna is pleased, he gives us a service. As we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, the king Daksha performed huge sacrifice. Praja Pati Daksha, he had everything. But when he performed the sacrifice, he had two things which were lacking. One was simplicity, and second, which was very serious, was an respect to a pure devotee. Daksha had a pride in his heart. Complexity is a sign. Pride is a sign of a complexity. And simplicity is a sign of humility. When Vaishnav is not respected, when simplicity of the heart is not there, and when there is no chanting of the holy name, whatever, no matter how big, no matter how great sacrifice is performed, it simply brings destruction. But when Daksha performed the same sacrifice again, with humble heart, with respect to a pure devotee Lord Shiva, and also it is mentioned that all the associates, all the people who were present in that yajna were joyfully cooperating. When simplicity, respect for the devotee, and all the dirt which was created in that sacrifice was cleaned by a particular oblation of chanting of the holy name of the Lord, then the Supreme Lord Sri Vishnu appeared. And Srila Prabhupada compares here very nicely. He mentioned that as the Supreme Lord Sri Vishnu appeared into the sacrifice of Daksha, similarly, in this age of Kali, where there is no other activity can be performed. No other sacrifice can be performed. But when we perform the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, when we perform the sacrifice of chanting of the holy name of the Lord, then Lord Chaitanya, he is present, he has appeared in this material world to accept the result of our sacrifice of chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Only thing what we need to perform this most wonderful sacrifice of holy name is we need to have a simple heart. We need to chant the holy name of the Lord offenselessly, and we should not commit any offenses to Vaishnava. When we perform with this mood, with these three things, this the greatest of the greatest yagna of chanting of the holy name of the Lord, then we can please Vaishnavas, and when we can please Vaishnavas, we can please the Supreme Lord of Sri Krishna. And when we please Sri Krishna, all the results, all the achievement performed needed for the purpose of our material and of our spiritual life are satisfied. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for giving a wonderful understanding about the Yajna process. Prabhuji, you explained how when the Yajna is performed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased and he gives, supplies all the things which are required for a living entity. However, I'm working in an oil and sector guys company, so we make fertilizers. And the fertilizers are done, the crop production increases. So once I was discussing to my colleagues that actually how the Supreme, there is a God and by his vision the things produces. But they were telling that, no, see, we are increasing the production of fertilizer and the crops of productions are also increasing. And they have their data to show. So how to answer or what should be our understanding according to the Bhagavatam?
The crop production which is increased, once there was one example given, is that somebody says that, look at my crutches. I'm walking on a crutches. Just look how nicely I can walk on the crutches. It is studded with the gold. It gives this much speed. But the fact that you have crutches, that itself means that you are disabled. You could have done much, much better with normal leg. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So this production, increase in the production with the help of fertilizers, it is like comparing your result with the walking of your crutches, which is insufficient. A person can walk with a normal leg much faster than what one can walk with the crutches. Crutch is a sign of your disability. You are not able to do what you can do it. What we can achieve, the number or the amount of the crop with a normal natural product of cow dung, it is much, much better quality and much, much larger quantity than what we can achieve through our this so-called fertilizers. Many of our brahmacharis, many devotees are much, much knowledgeable about that particular fact. But simply by using natural animal product, we can achieve grains much, much larger quantity and larger, better quality as well. It's the modern lives, modern civilizations myth. And they produce this type of rumors so that we purchase that particular product. It is mentioned that, His Grace Govind Prabhu was mentioning that in the European countries where sun is not available for most of the time of the year, and when sun is not available, the crops get destroyed very easily because of the infection. So in such countries, this type of fertilizers came into the picture. But in the countries like India, where sun is sufficient, we don't need this type of fertilizers. simply what we need is a cow product, cow dung. But so much of a huge production, so much of a huge profit is there. So for to sell that those products, the whole machinery is created in such a way that first you finish the cow dung. So you kill the bulls, you kill the cows, so there is not enough natural fertilizer. Then you sing the glories of chemicals, and then you produce so-called statistical results of the yields. Nobody knows how much we used to get by our natural products. Even those who are right now also, those who are producing the products, grains, through the natural means, they earn a lot more through organic products, much, much better quality product than through the pharmaceutical, this fertilizer. Fertilizers does simply one thing. It finishes the capacity of Mother Earth to produce healthy grains. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.